It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Hello, everybody.
And now, Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. It's Saturday morning, and right after breakfast, George went up to the attic to get his decoy ducks so he could spend the day repainting them. Well, 2 hours later, Liz became curious and went up to the attic to see what happened to George and his decoy ducks.
George, what in the world have you been doing up here so long? Haven't you found those decayed ducks?
That's decoy ducks.
Oh, George, I just remember what happened to them. You know the charity bazaar last fall?
Yeah.
Guess what we used for targets in the shooting gallery?
You mean...
Yes, those little decoys have gone to the great duck pond up yonder.
Oh, well, I needed new ones anyway.
George, we ought to throw away some of this awful trash up here. That old iron junk, for instance.
Junk? That's my muscle-building equipment.
Too bad you never used it.
Thanks a lot. You know that my shoulders are 6 inches broader than they were before we got married?
Yes, I know.
And who can I thank for that?
Your tailor.
Nonsense. I built them up with this barbell.
Then how come when you take your coat off, they go back to their premarital size?
Oh, try and argue with a woman. I built them up by exercises like this. You lift the... can't budge it off the floor.
What happened to you, boy?
Very funny. Now, listen, Liz. If we're going to get rid of anything, we ought to sell that old piano you insist on keeping.
Sell my wonderful old piano?
Well, why all the sentiment? You never could play it.
I could, too, and I still can. Listen to this. How was that?
Fine. Now do it without the player piano.
I didn't think you'd notice.
Well, your feet gave you away.
Oh.
That's the only way you ever could play a piano, with your feet.
Oh, is that so? Well, name anything and I'll play it.
All right.
How about Glowworm?
How about the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto in B-flat minor?
Did I hear someone say Glowworm?
No, you didn't.
All right, I'll play the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto in B-flat minor.
I thought so.
Quiet, this is very difficult.
I think the Glowworm blew a fuse.
Well, this piano needs tuning, that's all. Oh, shut up. George Cooper, you make me so mad. I'll fix you.
Liz, put down that barbell.
All right.
Now, come on, Liz. Let's go downstairs.
Oh, no. Now you got me mad. I'm going to lick this glowworm if it takes all night. Katie, how do you think the piano looks in the living room?
It looks all right, Mrs. Cooper. I'm just glad that piano tuner's finished. He's been fiddling with it for hours.
He certainly didn't leave it very clean.
Say, that sounds fine. You play real good.
Katie, I'm cleaning the keys.
Oh. Well, if you don't mind my asking, Mrs. Cooper, how come you're taking piano lessons?
Oh, George makes me so mad. I'm just going to show him I'm not as untalented as he thinks. I used to play the piano pretty well.
Haven't you finished cleaning those keys yet?
Katie, this time I'm playing it. Oh, I wonder what's keeping Professor Krausmeier.
Krausmeier?
Yes, I located my old piano teacher. He gave me my first lesson when I was only 5 years old. I hope he realizes I'm grown up now.
And why?
Well, in those days, every time I did something wrong, he put me over his knee and spanked me.
Well, how often did that happen?
I never finished a lesson standing up. I'll let him in, Kitty.
All right, Mrs. Cooper.
Why, hello, Professor Krausmeier.
Oh, little Lizzie.
Remember how you used to take me over your knee and spank me?
Yeah, and I remember that little song you used to play. Glow, little glow, brum, glimmer, glimmer. How is that poor little glow, brum?
Still suffering. Look, I found all my old music books.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Let me look, huh? Oh, 10 little tunes for 10 tiny fingers. And here's your old exercise book. Oh, you got one gold star on the singing mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got 2 gold stars on the happy frog.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and here's the Glaube.
What did I get on there?
One for Stunken.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's a little note you wrote.
Uh-huh.
She claims the piano is out of tune. Oh.
A silly excuse you used. Only a child would try a stupid alibi like that.
Oh, here's a good one, the robin.
Oh, you used to be pretty good on that one. Please, go ahead, play.
All right. Pretty good, huh?
Lizzie, you got 10 fingers, haven't you?
Certainly.
Let me see your hands.
Why?
It sounds like you got 7 on one hand and 3 on the other.
Professor, you don't think I'm hopeless, do you?
Oh, nobody is hopeless. I can teach anybody to play the piano who possesses only 3 qualifications.
What are they?
A right hand, a left hand, and $5 an hour.
That settles it. Professor, I'm going to take lessons again. I have to learn at least one piece perfectly, or life won't be worth living around here.
Oh, I have the perfect piece for you. It's an old German folk song called Weit unten auf dem Schwaneflug.
Oh, I know that song. It's called Way Down Upon the Swanee River.
Ach, they are translating everything these days. If you really want to show it off, you should go on my little radio program, you know. Yeah, Professor Krausmeier's Talent Scout. Each week I give a prize. Of course, that's just for my talented boobies. But now, if you would take 3 lessons a week, I might consider you talented enough to go on it.
Oh, I see. Tell me, Professor, how talented would I have to be to win this radio contest?
5 lessons a week?
5 lessons at $5. Professor, it's a deal. I'm going to win that contest and impress George if it takes all the talent I have in the bank.
Oh, Katie, how long can this go on?
I don't know, Mr. Cooper. She's been playing 3 days and hasn't reached the river yet.
Well, when she does, I hope she falls in.
We even got a telegram asking her to stop.
No. Who sent it? The neighbors?
I think it really was, but they signed it, The Friends of Stephen Foster.
Oh, I'd better go in and try to reason with her. Maybe I can bribe her to stop. Liz! Liz! Oh, Liz! Look, why don't you stop this whole thing? I take back what I said. You're great. You play very well.
Really?
Honest Injun.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, George. I was going to give up, but you've given me the strength to continue.
Oh, what's the use? Goodbye.
See you later, dear.
Well, how'd you make out with I. Turby?
Oh, she wouldn't listen to me.
She wouldn't?
No, in fact, she won't even listen to herself.
Oh, isn't there anything we can do?
I think I'll go down to see Professor Krausmeier. I'd better get to Krausmeier in a hurry. Now there'll be no stopping. Professor Krausmeier, I'm Liz Cooper's husband.
Oh, come in, come in. Tell me, has she made it to E-River?
Yes, today.
Congratulations.
Professor, I came to ask you to make Liz give up the piano. She's about the worst.
Wait! Your hands.
Huh?
What about them?
So artistic. When you came in the door, I said, there are the hands of a pianist.
Really? Well, you're wrong, although I did play the violin a little in high school.
When you came in the door, I said, there are the hands of a violinist. I just happen to have this old violin in my studio. Go ahead, play.
Oh, but I've forgotten everything I ever knew.
Oh, nonsense. True talent never dies.
Well...
Go ahead, play. Heifetz, move over.
Yeah, I guess it did sound pretty good at that.
Hold it, hold it. You don't want to get stale, Yasha.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my, so much talent in one family. Oh, you will go places.
Oh.
No, I can see it now. George and his magic violin... And Liz and her makes you glad you're not a Glover, Moody.
Oh, but, Professor, I don't have time to take questions.
Now, look, Mr. Cooper, I let you in on a secret. I got a little radio program. Each week I hold a contest. Now, your wife is going to be on it this week. How would you like to be on it and win? On the basis of talent, of course. Say, for $50...
It'll be worth it to beat Liz at her own game. It's a deal, Professor.
Will you stop that racket, George? I'm trying to practice.
You stop. I'm trying to practice.
All right. We'll just see who's the stubbornest. Where'd that harmonica music come from?
Me. I'm playing it in self-defense.
Oh, this is all your fault, George.
I'm going to be on that radio contest of Krausmeier's, too.
You?
Yes. And I wouldn't be surprised if I walked off with the first prize.
I would. What would you like to bet you don't win, George?
Well, make it easy on yourself. But I'll have to warn you, I got my information right from the jockey.
The jockey, huh? Mm. Shake hands with the horse. I'll just bet $100, George Cooper.
You've got a bet.
Oh, are you a sucker?
From now on, Liz, I mean business. May the best man win. Liz, what have you done? You've ruined my violin.
All I did was glue the strings together.
All you did?
Well, you were having so much trouble with four strings, I thought one big one would be better.
Oh. Oh, for goodness sakes, come to bed, Liz.
Do you mind if I give my hands their nightly beauty care?
Oh, are you going to wear those gloves filled with hand cream to bed again?
Yes, I am. I'm wearing them whether you like it or not. Say, these gloves feel funny.
Do they?
I can't get them off. George Cooper, what did you put in these gloves?
Quick drying cement.
Oh!
Oh, aren't you dressed yet, Liz? It's almost time to leave for the radio studio.
I just have to put on my dress. I bought it specially for tonight. Why don't you get dressed?
Well, it doesn't take me as long as it takes you.
Mm.
Hey, where is your dress?
Right there on the... It's gone. George Cooper, what'd you do with my dress?
Nothing. Oh, it's too bad, Liz. You wouldn't wear any of your old ones. Well, I guess you'll just have to stay home.
That's what you think. I happen to have a whole closet full of... Oh, my clothes are all gone.
Oh, what a pity.
You're so smart.
Hey, where are you going?
Right out here in the hall.
Hey! Liz!
Well, that takes care of my competition. Oh, my goodness, what am I going to wear? Oh, I'll see if there isn't something I can wear in George's room.
Open!
That was little Danny Thielen, age 12. Thank you, Danny. You keep on playing like that, and who knows what will happen to you. Now we will hear from Esther Weiss, Zimbel student. Esther, Oh, I go look for her. Where is she?
I haven't seen her.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Mrs. Cooper.
That's a nice-looking suit you have on.
Well, I gotta find Esther.
Mrs. Cooper, maybe she's in the... would you go look and see if she's in the...
Here I am,
Professor. Oh, good, good. Oh, here she comes now. Hurry up, Esther, hurry up. By the way, where's Mrs. Cooper, Mr. Cooper? The other Cooper.
Oh, I'm sorry. He asked me to tell you he couldn't get out tonight.
I'm ready.
Oh, good. And now we will hear from Esther Weiss, symbol student.
I am Esther Weiss, age 5 1/2. I will play Beethoven's 9th symphony on the symbol.
All right, Esther, go ahead.
Thank you, Esther Weiss. And now for our last contestant, we hear from Liz Cooper at the piano.
Hi, Liz.
George, how did you get here?
I slid down the drain pipe.
That's a lovely dress you're wearing.
You like it? The skirt's a little short.
That's my sunsuit.
Oh, that's what it is. hasn't it got an awfully low neckline?
You got it on backwards.
Well, now, for our last contestant, Liz Cooper at the piano.
Last contestant?
What's going on here? What's the matter, Mrs. Cooper?
That's Mrs. Cooper.
Ach, you're both here. But there's only time for one of you.
Well, which one?
That's something you'll have to decide between you.
I'll play.
That's what you think. Out of my way.
No, wait. Come back. You both can't play.
My name is George Cooper.
My name is Liz Cooper.
Age 36.
My name is Liz Cooper.
I'll play Humoresque.
I'll play Way Down Upon the Suwannee River.
But you both can't play at the same time.
One, two.
No, wait. You could at least play the same tune. One of you change to the other one.
All right.
One, two.
Oh, that was good. That worked out fine.
Who won, Professor?
You both won. I give you the prize for the best duet. 6 months free lessons with Professor Krausmann.
Oh, no!